we're about ready to start play here in the second quarter. 18-3 the score. Cake up over Skagway. The officials are conferring. Looks like we've got a substitution on the floor. 34 is 23. I don't know exactly what that means, but there you go. Oh, that means Mocha Larman's in the game. And she didn't have her number. So there you go. All right. So Cake has the ball up at the top of the key. It is Benham. Benham gets the ball over to Ashenfelter. Gets it in the corner. Back over to Ashenfelter. Her shot, no good. Rebound up and in by Sofia Aceveda. 20-3 the score now. 7.5 to go in the half. Jensen picks up her dribble up at the top of the key. Somebody's going to have to come and help bail her out. Cox does. And Cox gets it into the interior to Al Weber. Al Weber wants to take a shot. Shoots it up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Benham. Benham, full court pass. Up to Davis. Davis gets it over into the middle of the court. To Kadake. And Louise Kadake with the 15-foot jump shot for another two for Kate. 22-3 now the score with under 7 minutes to play in the half. Jensen picks up her dribble up at the top of the key, gets it over on the right-hand side to Cox. Cox wants to look low. Oh, pass picked off by Ashenfelter, and she will go the length of the court and lay it up. No good. Rebound taken down by Kadake. Kadake works it over in the middle to Davis. Davis back over to Kadake. She wants to work it back deep inside. Gets it over to Davis. Her shot, no good. Scrum for the rebound. Ball's out of bounds, and it looks like it's going to be Cake basketball. Cake wearing their white, red, white, and blue jerseys, mostly white. Skagway in their blue and gold uniforms. The first inbound pass went off a Skagway foot. And now Cake gets the ball into the interior. Oh, and that's going to be very difficult for Skagway to defend. Sofia Aceveda, much bigger than the Skagway players on the interior, able to muscle the Skagway post defender out of the way and just had an easy layup. Skagway's going to have to defend the pass to the interior more so than defend from the backside. And a shot up by Jensen now from the right-hand side. A 14-foot jump shot. Good by Jensen. 24-5 the score now. Skagway trailing by 19. Cake has the ball working it into the interior beautifully. A quick entry pass to Benham lays it up and over the top of the rim from about a foot away, and if she gets it that close, it's pretty much all she wrote. 26-5 now, Cake up over Skagway. Scoring starting to go both ways. Cox's pass into the interior. Well, she threw it instead right to Ashenfelter from Cake, and she went the length of the court and laid it in. Cox is going to have to maybe work in a ball fake on those interior passes, maybe a bounce pass. But just those straight passes, those straight chest passes into the interior are being defended quickly and effectively by Cake, and Cake is picking off pass after pass. Al Weber to inbound the ball, 5:19 left to play in the half, 28-5 the score, and Weber's pass right to Kadake. Kadake tries to bring it up, and her shot misses everything, but she picks it up off the floor, and the official doesn't call it a travel. So, Kate gets the ball underneath and lays it up and in for two. The officials not exactly on top of their game as far as I can tell tonight, but that's all right. Jensen has the ball on the left-hand side, gets it over to Mocha Larman. Mocha looks to get it down even further onto the baseline to Selmer. Selmer dribbles back out. No, I don't want it down there. So Mocha Larman has it up at the top of the key. Passes over to Al Weber. Al Weber gets it right in the middle to Whitehead, who's got an open look at a 15-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to Cake. Benham's got it now up at the top of the key for Cake. She looks to attack. Gets it over in the corner to Kadake. Kadake's shot. No good. Rebound by Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter down low to Benham. Benham right back outside to Kadake. Kadake tries to get it back inside. No good. And a Skagway player picks it up. That's Selmer with the steal. Midway's got the ball now, trying to work it into the forecourt. Whitehead has it on the right-hand side. Gets it over to Jensen in the middle. Jensen looks over to Larman. Larman fakes the shot. No. Instead, she passes it. Oh, just misses a wide open Whitehead underneath the basket. Pass goes out of bounds, however, and it will be Cake basketball. Tanessa Ashenfelder with the ball for Cake. About 3:50 left to go here in the first half. Gets it over to Kadake. Kadake launches up at the shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Selmer. Jensen tries to dribble through a double team and is stripped. No foul called by the officials. Ashenfelder gets the ball into the lane. Over to Benham, and the slashing Benham is fouled on her layup attempt. Will go to the line shooting two. 31-5 the score. Skagway trailing on the road. Although there's no road to this place, it's all by ferry, so I guess there are roads here once you get to Cake, but there is no road to Cake. First shot up and in by Benham. She eyes her second shot now. Second shot up, off the rim and out. Hit just about every part of the rim without falling. And Jensen now has the ball for Skagway. Gets it over on the left to Mocha Larman. Larman looks down low to Selmer. Back over to Larman. Larman's kind of a balloon pass. Picked off by Ashenfelter and brought the length of the court. No good on her layup attempt. Ball comes back down to Larman. Larman stripped of the ball. And it went. The officials are going to call it off of Larman's leg. Going to be out of bounds off of Skagway. And it will be Cake ball underneath the Skagway basket.
There you go. A
couple of substitutions now. Delaney Rao in the game for Skagway. Jensen with the ball over to Whitehead. Whitehead's got nobody on her. Doesn't dribble into the teeth of the zone, though. Gets it over to Weber. Back out to Whitehead. Whitehead looking into the middle. Takes a left-handed dribble. Takes a jump shot. No good. Weber's there, unable to corral the rebound as it goes harmlessly out of bounds. And the officials call it off of White. So it will be Skagway basketball. Selmer with it. Blocked shot. Selmer almost gets it back. Instead, it goes over to Kadake. Kadake passes up to the other Kadake. And Kadake shot no good. Chandler Kadake unable to make that shot. Skagway comes down with a rebound. And Jensen with the ball in the forecourt. Jensen looking to get it over on the right side. To Whitehead. Whitehead gets it down low to Al Weber. Al Weber, a strong move to the hole. Her shot up, no good, but she is fouled in the process and will go to the line to shoot two. Strong post move by Al Weber. Good to see. Skagway working the ball into the interior of that 2-3 zone. Her first free throw attempt, no good. Weber will tee up a second one here. Weber's second shot attempt off glass and good. Skagway puts another one up on the board. 34-6 to score, and Cake quickly attacks. It is Kadake with a long bomb. No good. Selmer comes down with a rebound and is tied up by Kadake. Chandler Kadake tied up Selmer after missing her own shot, but she followed her shot, which is exactly what you're supposed to do as a jump shooter, right? Came in and was able to tie up. But ball goes back over to Skagway now. Skagway gets it on the left-hand side over to Cox. Cox works it down to Selmer. Selmer throws up a jump shot. No good. Rebound fought for by Weber and Whitehead. And ball goes off both of them and out of bounds. It will be Cake ball. We've all been there fighting a teammate for a rebound. And there goes out of bounds. You look at each other. You're like, oh, I thought you were on the other team. Nope. Ashenfelter with the ball up at the top. Yeah, it's the ball on the left-hand side to Louise Kadake. Back over to Ashenfelter. Minute 45 left to go in the half. 34-6 the score. Cake is kind of running a little slow down offense here. In no hurry to push the action. Chandler Kadake with the ball on the right-hand side of the court. Back over to Louise Kadake into Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter tries to get it down low to Billy. Billy is tied up down low. by Whitehead, and ball's going to stay Cake basketball. Tanisha Billy had the ball down low, but didn't quite know what to do with it. Ball comes back out, top of the key to Kadaik. Chandler Kadaik wants to throw a couple of fakes in and kind of loses the dribble a little bit. Tries to get the ball down low, and the ball is picked off by Whitehead. Jensen's got the ball with over a minute to play here in the half. Jensen wants to attack on the right-hand side. Gets it over to Whitehead. Down low to Weber. Weber's drive, no good, off the glass. Rebound comes down to Cake, and it's Ashenfelter up in front of the pack. She's going to pull it back out, though. She's in no hurry to attack the hoop. 34-6, their lead. No need to just randomly attack, says their coach. Cake working the ball around the left-hand side. Kadaik, though, she looked at that three-point shot, and her eyes got big, and she decided not to take it. Instead, worked it down low to Billy. I'm sorry, that's Aceveda. Aceveda shoots, gets her own rebound, shoots again, and scores. 29 seconds now left to play in the half. Skagway's got the ball in the forecourt. Cox has it on the left-hand side. Gets it over to Weber. Selmer has the ball now, looking to get rid of it. And Jensen comes and bails her out up at the top. Jensen looking to work off of a pick. Gets a ball down onto the right-hand side to Whitehead. Whitehead works into the key. Throws up a shot. No good. Ball comes down to Cake. 5 seconds left to go in the half. Cake advances the ball, and Ashenfelter launches a three-point bomb. And it goes through the hoop as time runs out. That moves Cake into, well, quite a dominant position. 39-6. Cake Thunderbirds up over Skagway Panthers. We will be back in a little while to resume action with second half play in about 15 minutes.